GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Just mentioned in our newscasts, it's deadline day for those gathering signatures for people's vetoes or holding questions. Kara Sachs is with the Veto 798 effort. She lives in Portland, George, but the fact that she's up early in Augusta this morning tells us how busy she has been in her effort. If you want to say good morning to her, she's on line three.
Good morning, Kara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you all?
You do sound tired.
Well, you sound like you've been up a while.
I won't lie. I haven't had much sleep in the last few days.
Because you've been trying to gather the last of 63,000 plus signatures. How's it going?
It is going very well. Today, as you said, is our deadline day to turn into the Secretary of State. We had a team of about 40 volunteers up counting and sorting last night, and we are set to turn in just over 93,000 signatures collected this summer.
Let's tell everybody why you would go that high. The actual number that you need is 63,067 signatures, but obviously some get thrown out, so
yes.
You have to overdo. If you have enough signatures, which for the moment I'm saying you do, the new law will not take effect. It'll be placed on hold, and then we have a referendum campaign that will be what, on the November ballot?
We are looking at the March ballot.
Oh, I'm sorry, the March ballot,
State
right.
And Attorney General, yep.
Right, we switched that. It is going to be March.
And let's put a pin in that right there just for a second. We know that the Christian Civic League of Maine has their petition drive, and we'll check with them and we'll hear from them later today. The fact that March is a primary, not everyone may turn out. How do you see that playing in favor or maybe being a challenge to this effort to restore religious exemptions for childhood immunizations, Kara?
Yeah, we would obviously love to see this on a ballot that had something more for everyone to vote on for unenrolled voters, rather than a primary, you know, for one party. But, you know, our group is truly bipartisan, and this is a very bipartisan issue. So we still feel confident based on, you know, the thousands and thousands of Mainers that we had conversations with this summer that we will be able to be victorious at the ballot regardless of when we're on.
We've gone up and down this one before, so I'm not going to go down that road today. Obviously, the argument is supporters of the bill contend that ending the exemptions is necessary to address the rising rates of children in Maine who are not immunized. The opponents argue the bill infringes on the rights of parents concerned about side effects, et cetera, from vaccines or religious objections. The arguments are well known. Now, The hard lift, apparently, the first hard lift has been completed. When you have until 5 o'clock today to get those signatures in. How hard is the next level going to be? Because there's going to be a push and shove, and it always is when you have to get your information out there. It's going to be a long winter, and it's going to be a lot of work to be done.
It sure is. Yeah, we're just done with the first phase, and, you know, we've been really looking forward to, you know, the privilege of having a lot of robust debate in the second phase. And we had just over 800 volunteers who were out canvassing for us this summer. So we know we have a dedicated team that will continue to work hard to really educate Maine about the many problems with this, honestly, truly very terrible bill, regardless of how people feel about the issue of vaccinations. So we're very much looking forward to that, regardless of when we appear on the ballot.
I'm going to do a compare and contrast with the aforementioned Christian Civic League of Maine and say they wanted to present a petition. We're against taxpayer money going to fund abortions. To people, that's very black and white. This immunization question, however, is very gray, and it took a lot of sit down, look you in the eye, talk to you, explain, and then pass you the pen and get the signature. These were not easy signatures to get. But you guys got 93,000?
Yes, it was very, very long summer. It was a privilege. We had a great time. It was a blast. We love the people of Maine. You know, many people, you know, regardless of how they feel on the issue, were very open to debate and dialogue. And just like you said, there's a lot of misinformation on the issue of vaccines. People think it's really about, you know, whether you're for or against vaccines. And, you know, a bill is really much more complicated than that, and about, you know, whether the bill addresses a problem in a way that makes sense and is in the best interest of Maine. So, yes, it was a lot of work. It was truly a lot of work. And I think it was a grassroots movement unlike many other that we've seen in the state.
It takes money to operate a little bit. I don't know how much money this will take, but and I'm not too sure. There's another side where people will be advertising. Do you plan to do this strictly through volunteers, or are you going to have to raise some money to get all of this done?
Yeah, everything for us has been volunteer-led and grassroots. So, you know, the donations, as you said, it costs between, like, I think $15,000 and $20,000 just to print the paper for that many signatures. So obviously we did some fundraising, and that really came from, you know, local Maine families who believe in this effort. And, you know, we suspect obviously in the second phase, the campaign phase, we'll have to do some more of that fundraising. So we will definitely continue working with our huge volunteer base, but we will have to ramp things up obviously in this second phase.
Kara Sachs of Portland in Augusta this morning talking with us on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Deadline day for gathering all of the necessary signatures, the petitions, to get them to the Secretary of State's office at 5 today for possible verification. Hold the law that said you could no longer use a religious exemption to exempt your child from a childhood immunization, and then see the question on the March ballot. Before you could take these to the Secretary of State's office, did you not have to take these to town offices and city halls for notarization? How did that go?
Yes. And so not all states have the privilege of a people's veto process. It's really a great check and balance for the legislature when, you know, you have a group like ours that really believes that there is a law that is not in the best interest of the people. So we have a town controlled system. So, you know, we were out this summer and I mentioned, you know, the paper. So you have to have one sheet for every town. So everybody who lives in Bangor signs on one sheet. If you live in Brewer, you sign on another. And then as a campaign, we have to get all of those sheets to every single town hall in Maine. So we have visited probably, I would say, around 350 town halls in recent weeks, and met some very wonderful clerks who have had to validate all of those 93,000 signatures. So verified that number. We have about 93,000 raw signatures, and the verified number of signatures is about 78,000.
Yeah, that's going to be the key, really, how many are verified. The Secretary of State's office gets all of this. They have all the work to do. Paperwork is one thing, then changing the minds of people another. This was LD 798, as Rick indicated. It was passed. It was signed by the governor. It will take effect tonight if you don't get the signatures in. But if you do, which obviously you were going to, then it goes on hold, and we start the second part of the process. It's a way of doing things. Some people think it's the right way. It's called basically a people's veto, right?
Yes. Yep, people's veto. And it is truly a Herculean effort. So we feel very confident. A lot of people said we couldn't do it. And we feel very confident. You know, like I said, we had almost, you know, close to 1,000 volunteers out there having conversations this summer. It really is a people's effort and the will of the people. And if the will of the people is not to overturn this, you know, it would have been much harder for us to get 93,000 signatures.
There's another step that we haven't talked about, and maybe we could touch on it this morning. This is going to be one of those entire segment stories that we do on our program, Kara.
Yeah.
How do you hear, how do you see the question worded as it appears on the March ballot?
So we have, prior to the printing of our petitions, we submit the law that we are proposing to overturn to the Secretary of State, and then his office goes ahead and drafts the language. So the question, it's a very long question, but it reads, do you want to reject the new law, essentially, that removes religious and philosophical exemptions for communicable diseases for, you know, children through college and graduate school? So, you know, I think that referendum questions often have a bit of a reputation for being a little bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, you know, happy with the question as it's worded. And, you know, we will be looking for people to vote yes to reject the law on the ballot in March.
That's interesting.
You want yes would, to mean yes, and you want no, no to mean no.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's also, in my head, and again, we'll kick this around, I pictured something that people would more warm up to being, do you favor restoring a parent's right to? Because everyone's yes. into restoration, and everyone's into parental rights and rights and privileges that are guaranteed to us. Rejecting is a harsh word. Restoring is. And so it will be interesting how the final wording comes and how it appears on the March ballot.
Yeah, so actually for the people's veto, that this is the final question. With citizens' referendums, apparently that process is much longer. You have 18 months and there's public input on the question wording. But for a people's veto, we sort of had to take it or leave it as the Secretary of State's office gave it to us. So our question is already done as it will appear on the ballot. And that was the question that we had to present to those, you know, 93,000 Maine residents this summer.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.